It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have a couple of ladies from Active Reentry. I've got Tracy Manchester. She's part of the Low Vision Program of things that they guys do out there. Just if you happen to be, you know, having trouble with your vision, if you're slowly losing your vision, they can help. There's things that they can do for you out there. And then we've got Terry Yelonick in with us. We're going to talk about a great fundraiser that they have going on right now. And it's all tied in. They're helping you with Christmas gifts, really. It's the easy way out, to be totally honest with you. Plus, the money goes to Active Reentry, and that's very important as well. Terry and Tracy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us. We're excited to be back and be able to talk to everyone about our programs.
Well, and that's an important thing, because you guys offer so many programs. Maybe some people out there don't really know some of the things that you do. So, Terry, we're going to spend just a moment with you before we talk to Tracy about what Active Reentry is and some of the things that you guys do for the community.
Great. Active Reentry is a private nonprofit organization that serves individuals of all ages who are living with disabilities, and that's disabilities of all types. So we have so many programs that we're operating, and most significantly, and most the program that we're most known for perhaps in the community is Perky Travels. That's in addition to the programs that we operate on an ongoing basis.
And Perky Travels, for those that may not know, it you guys give people rides up to the Wasatch Front for cancer treatments, things like that.
We do, to Utah County, and we transport people on a daily basis for radiation treatment only. And that's not a funded program through our organization. That's why oftentimes, in addition to the other programs that we provide, we're seeking funds for Perky Travels. Because of our funding and because we're a nonprofit organization, we're obligated to do fundraising activities to help support all of our programs. We have youth programs. We have programs for adults. We provide the loan bank if people are having medical needs, such as they've had a knee surgery, for instance, or they have a broken leg and they might need a knee scooter. We're able to loan that equipment to them so they don't have to purchase that equipment, or they need a toilet seat riser or a bedside commode. We have those items in our loan bank, and we're able to loan those at no cost to the individual. So a lot of programs and the funding that we raise goes into supporting the programs across the board, Dave.
And we're going to actually give you a chance to help them with raising some of those funds here. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a bit. But now we're going to talk with Tracy Manchester about the Low Vision Program. Tracy, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
So let's talk about the Low Vision Program. This sounds like something that is pretty necessary, but maybe not a lot of people know about it and know that it's offered out there.
Yeah, we help people who are dealing with vision loss, and we have a support group that meets the third Thursday of every month at 1:30, gives them a chance to visit with each other, share their stories, talk about the vision loss and their experiences and what helps them. We also have a loan bank where we can provide large button telephones, lamps, magnifiers, and then we have low vision clinic where they go to their eye provider and can get a referral and come out to Active Reentry and see the different equipment that they can purchase, like reading glasses, magnifiers, anything to help them stay independent and living at home.
And that group that you guys have on third Thursday, it sounds like it's very therapeutic, because, you know, it's difficult for them to just go and talk about it with somebody that's not really going through what they're going through. And that's what this group is all about.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We also have gone on field trips and just good support for each other, helping them live independent and maybe learning how to sew again with the vision loss.
Okay, and when you were talking about that, you were saying that they go to the eye doctor. Is a referral the only way that they can be a part of this, or can they just come out and be part of
The support group's for everybody. But if they want to come to the Low Vision Clinic and meet a specialist from DSBVI, then they would need to get the referral from the eye doctor.
Okay. And if people have questions about this or anything like that, what's a way to get a hold of you that you could maybe answer some questions for them?
They can just call me at Active Reentry. It's 435-637-4950 and ask for Tracy.
Okay, and they can help you out with all of that. And it's, once again, the low vision program as it's offered at Active Reentry. Now we're going to hop back over to Terry, and we're going to talk about this great fundraising opportunity that they're doing right now and how you can help Active Reentry. Because I think the most important thing, Terry, that we need to let people know is really donations is your guys' main funding point, right?
It's not our main funding point, but it is a point, it is something that we need to do to obtain additional funding to help support all of the programs. We do receive some state and federal funds, but we are a private nonprofit organization, and it requires that we have donations and that we do fundraising in addition to that support.
So what are you offering right now?
Right now, we thought we would try something new. Last year, we weren't able to do our fundraising because of the pandemic, of course. And so this year, we've slowly started to integrate those activities. But we wanted to try something different. So for the Christmas season, as you've mentioned, we're selling See's Candy. We've partnered with them, and we don't have to go door to door to sell candy. People can go to our website. It's on the radio's website. It's on our Facebook page. And they can order candy by scanning a code, a QR code that takes them to our storefront with See's. They can purchase their typical Christmas holiday gifts that they enjoy purchasing, and then the candy is delivered directly to them through See's. So it's really low maintenance for us, but we get a percentage of those proceeds for that candy sale.
And it is. It's very easy. You just get the QR code, you scan it with your phone, and it will take you right to everything that's for sale. You choose what you want, you pay for it, and then it's just delivered to you, and some of your Christmas gifts are already taken care of.
Absolutely.
I don't think you could have made it much easier.
We tried to make it as simple as possible.
And if it, you know, I would be willing to, you know, if they have problems, I would be willing to eat some of it. And
yes.
we could probably find people that would do that. But
right.
That's about the only way that it's going to be easier for you.
Well, and we chose a product that people really enjoy. It's a quality product, and we were grateful to have this opportunity to partner with See's Candy.
All right. Terry and Tracy from Active Reentry, thank you so much for coming in this morning and talking with us about this. It is a great thing. They've got the low vision program going on out there at Active Reentry, plus this great fundraiser just in time for Christmas. When does the fundraiser end?
December 3rd. So it closes then so that people can receive their candy before Christmas, of course.
All right. So you've got just a little over a month. Find the QR code. Once again, as she said, it's on our website. It is on Facebook pages, their Facebook page. Scan the QR code and order your candy, and they'll deliver it right to you. Ladies, once again, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.